Good day, I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Midday News for Friday, January 5. Coming up, Sangster International to undergo multi-million dollar upgrades starting this year. Motorists being reminded that traffic ticket amnesty ends next week, and 60 young trainees head to China next month. The news in detail after the break.
The Child Development Agency, CDA, and the Office of the Children's Registry, OCR, have now become the Child Protection and Family Services Agency, CPFSA. One agency, one mandate. Protecting children, empowering families, securing Jamaica's future. For more information on the CPFSA, please visit our website at childprotection.gov.jm. Email info@childprotection.gov.jm or call 948-284-122. Play your part. Report all cases of child abuse, neglect, or abandonment. Call 1-888-PROTECT.
Now the news. The country's second largest airport, Sangster International, is to undergo infrastructure upgrades valued at about $40 million starting this year. The improvement work is expected to be carried out over the next 2 years. Chief Executive Officer of Sangster International, Dr. Rafael Echevarni, says over the past few years, improvements have been made to the airport to accommodate increases in passenger arrivals, which he adds is expected to continue this year.
As a result of the growth of passengers in an unprecedented manner, the growth of passengers in 2017, we were forecasting it to be 4%. We are going to end the year at 8%. So, as I say, when this happens, things have to happen at the airport to ensure that we can actually welcome passengers and airlines as they should be welcome in a destination like Jamaica.
The upgrade is being conducted by Montego Bay Jamaica Limited, operators of the facility, and includes improvements to the ticketing area, immigration hall, and the arrivals corridor. Tax Administration Jamaica TAJ is reporting that approximately $71 million in outstanding traffic fines have been collected since the start of the second traffic ticket amnesty. The second amnesty began last November and ends on January 13. The agency is encouraging persons to utilize the online payment facilities in order to avoid the expected rush at tax offices as the amnesty draws to a close. Persons can make payments online via the TAJ's tax portal, jamaicatax.gov.jm. Persons also have the option of making online payments at any major tax office at the designated e-tax spot. Staff will be on hand to give support if persons are having difficulty making payment using the e-tax spot. For queries about outstanding tickets, call 948-0411 Mondays to Fridays, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. 60 young Jamaicans will leave for China starting the end of next month for training in technical operations. They'll be the first cohort under a $5 million US training initiative being facilitated by Jiquan Ironhead Steel Company JISCO, operators of the Alpart refinery in St. Elizabeth. Minister of Transport and Mining Mike Henry says the youngsters will benefit from the expertise of their Chinese counterparts over an 18-month period.
After successfully completing 1.5 years of training, they will return from China to guaranteed positions with a clear career path to middle and upper management positions.
Minister Henry expressed appreciation to JISCO for the transfer of knowledge through the initiative as well as its employment of 900 persons, over 80% of whom are Jamaicans. Another 300 Jamaican workers will find employment during the construction of JISCO's new refinery and LNG plant at Alpart. And a flash flood watch has been issued for low-lying and flood-prone areas of all parishes until 5 p.m. today. The Meteorological Service of Jamaica this morning downgraded the flash flood warning for Trelawney, St. Anne, St. Mary and Portland issued on Thursday. A flash flood watch has also been extended for low-lying and flood-prone areas in all other parishes, also until 5 o'clock. The unstable weather conditions are being caused by a stationary front just east of the island. Satellite imagery and radar reports indicate that periods of light to moderate showers affected sections of mainly eastern parishes Thursday night through to Friday morning. As the front lingers throughout the next 3 days, the forecast is for more periods of showers, which should affect sections of most parishes, particularly northern and eastern parishes. Flash flooding therefore remains possible over low-lying and flood-prone areas. The Meteorological Service says it will continue to monitor the situation. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.